We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Talik Tes Amud Beis. Zokta Mishnah. Mishoy Sederech HaRabim Averes Sech Sodeu. If someone had a road going through his field, and it seems like from the Rashbam, it was either purchased at one time, or he gave it to them, and they were machzikit, it belonged to them at this point. And Lamaisi decided he doesn't like this road right here. He'll give him a road in his property, but he wants to move it over to the side. Notla, he took away this road, Nosan Lahem and Atzad, and gave them a new road from the side. Mashinosan Nosan, you gave him a road from the side, the Rabbim owns that now. But for Shaloy Laigiu, he doesn't get back the middle one. Now it comes out, the Rabbim owns two roads now, down the middle of his property and to the side. We'll see the Gemara what's going on and what's the reason for this. You know, he tried to give him away something else, and he lost that, and doesn't get, and the middle one also he doesn't get back. So you have to know what's pshat. Now, once the Mishnah mentioned Derech Rabbim, the Mishnah just mentions what's called a Derech HaYachid, what's a Derech HaRabbim, different things. If it's Negeya, if you're selling it, or if you're doing something else with it, it's not Negeya specifically our case here. So what's a Derech HaYachid? What's called a Derech HaYachid? Dal Ramas. If I tell you I'm selling you a road for a Yachid, I have to give you something Dal Ramas wide. That's the size of a Agala, of a wagon. Derech HaRabbim, Shesh HaShama. Derech HaShirabbim is 60 Ramas wide. Derech HaMelech, Ein LaShir. Derech HaMelech has no shear. And because the melech is pirates together, he can make a road as wide as he wants. Derech HaKever, which means by a levaya, ain't lo shir. You can't stop people from trampling on your lawn by a levaya because of kavod ames. That's one pshat in the Rashbam. The other pshat in the Rashbam is that when you buy a derech towards your kever through someone's property, I'm also allowed to take as much room as I want because of yukra de meis. Hamaimid. Hamaimid is the place where they make the levayas. How big is that? Dayanin Tsuparimru base our bars above a carbon. It's the shear of four carbon, which is how much? So Rashbam makes a cheshbon, he says that a base of Sayim is 100 by 50 amas. Therefore, one sa'a is 50 by 50. Arba carbon is 2/3 of a sa'a. So that comes out to 33 point something by 50. And if you want to make it into a square, it comes out approximately 40 by 40. That's how big the shear of base abas carbon is. So Agamara is going to talk about the first line of the Mishnah, which needs a lot of help. The Mishnah says, we have a guy here that has a Derech Rabbim going through his Rishus, and he's upset about it. He says, you know what, it's not convenient for me to have a road right through my property. I'm going to give you something on the side. The law is, it doesn't work. And the Rabbim now is kind of the thing on the side also. What's going on here? Pray thing, Marakasha. Amai shloy le'igiyoi, linkum pazur avalesiv. So the Rabbim explains the Marakasha. Then what's his right to push over the Rabbim's road to the side? He says, you know what the right is? The so-called Kaifin Amidas Dain. He tells the Rabbim, look, to you it makes no difference. To me, it's not Kishmak to have a road down my Miller field. For you, you'll have your road. Okay, so let's go on the side. So I have a right to be Kaifin Amidas Dain. So the Gemara's Kash is, so it seems like he just can't get them to listen. So if he can't get them to listen, why don't you just take a pitchfork and sit there with a baseball bat, and anyone who goes down the middle of the field gets a smack over the head. Don't we know that you let it do deal in afshay b'mokim pseida? So it must be shteita that you can't be do deal in afshay. You can't take matters into your own hands, even mokim pseida. And that's a kasha. Gemara in Baba Kama says that mokim pseida could take matters into my hands. Afraid the kasha, my shloy legiya linka pazur avleisiv. And sit there on the middle of the property and stop everyone from coming. Sham minolo over inish dinul afshay. I feel makom seida. You can tell me that you're not allowed to do a dinul afshay even makom seida. Amar Rav Zeb Shmei Rava. Betzem you could, but here's a gzeira shem yitlem derech haklosan. We made a gzeira. We said really you could do that. They could be koyfin. You could force them to move to the side and they could stand with a baseball bat. But we said you can't do that. Why? Because of a gzeira. He might, if you allow people to do that, you might give him a worse road. You give him a crooked road, a bad road. We don't want you to have a right to do that. Therefore, we said you can't do this. That's shot number one. Across the board, you can't do it because you might give him derech hakolosan. Rav Mishash says, "Rav Amar, but no, he's not derech hakolosan." Rav Mishash says, "No, really, I could do that. A lot of times, I could stand the razor bad." Our Mishnah is talking about a certain akimta. The case was where Yitaka gave them minatzad a crooked way, and therefore, in that case, shaloi lo yigia. In that case, it doesn't work. Third teretz, tapu kuf amud aleph, Rav Ashi Amar, kol minatzad derech hakolosan hi. Every time it's minatzad, it's always considered a crooked way. Kroiv lezev ruchek lezev. Because for some people, it's further, and some people, it's closer. And therefore, it's not good. So like the Rishpan speaks out, Rav Ashi's teretz is the third teretz, and the first teretz are the same teretz. Both those teretz hold, you're never allowed to do this. The first teretz holds, the reason is because you maybe give him a crooked way. The third teretz holds, that every time you put him on that side, it's crooked in a certain way. You know why? Because the guys who are living to the right side, and you made it on the left side, for them it's longer now. And therefore you can't do this. So now the Gemara is a kasha, simple kasha. Okay, so he said now, I cannot move him over because lemaisa, it's a chshash, I'm going to give him a worse thing. Okay, so then it's a mekach tois. Why do you keep the menatzad? It makes no sense. V'leim l'hu, okay. Shoklu didchu, okay, take back your middle road down my middle of the field. V'havu l'di, give me back mine. What's going on here? Why do you keep that? That makes no sense. So after Gemara, hamani Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to go to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya. We're going to the Brisa. What's Rabbi Eliezer's shita? Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Shabiru Derech La'atzman. If a Rabbim picks a Derech La'atzman, Ma Shabiru Biru. They go and pick a Derech somewhere, whatever they took, they took. And we're saying, Koshkin here that he gave it to them, for sure, they coin it. So the Gemara has a kasha on that. First of all, what's Pshan Rabbi Eliezer? Well, it says that a Rabbim comes to a property, they can take whatever they want. I just want to speak out something that I didn't speak out before, that but Derech HaKoloson, what's the big deal? So let them go to Bezdin and get the normal things. So by Rabbim, they don't get the act together. So they're going to land up with a crooked road without chapping. And here, the Gemara says, go to Rabbi Eliezer, that says, that a Rabbim, Shabir Lam Derech, Ma Shabir Abir. Afraid the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim, Gazlanim, and who? He'd be allowed to be Gazlanim. Like, what's the plan, Rabbi Eliezer? The case of Rabbi Eliezer is that there was a derech. They knew that Rabbi knew they had a derech in your property somewhere. I don't know where it is. So Allah is, I don't have to wait till he gives me the derech. We'll let the Rabbi not take any derech and say we're taking this derech. We own a derech by you. We're taking this derech. Like Mashenkin by Yachid, they're not allowed to do that. It's Mechlekes. If you're allowed to do that, the Kubi can't take a derech at all. You have to wait till he gives it to you. Here by Rabbi, they can pick out a derech. And again, the Rashbam is learning that's a Kavach Haimer, and our Mishnah, where I gave it to you, you sure keep it. Taisus has a problem with this whole Pshat. It says, what's the Shaykhus? Oh, here it's a Mekach Tayus in our Mishnah. I only gave it to you because I thought I'm getting back my middle one. What Shaykhus to that case? But Rashbam holds this Kalshkain. The Madach, if I pick out a Derech, I get any Derech I want, for sure, if I give you one, you sure get it. So now the Gemara is a Kasha Stam, that if we're saying Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, which is it's a local halacha, not Afka, Relez not talking about our Mishnah. Relez says when you have a derech that's you pick out a derech, you keep it. And when Rav said, you know what the pshat is? Avdam derech. So Yehachi, if that's the case, there's Avdam derech. So Amayam Rav Bar Huna Rav Ein Lach Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rav Huna say the same Rav Ein Lach Rabbi Eliezer? It makes sense, Rabbi Eliezer. It's Avdam derech. So which means that if you hold in a lach Rabbi Eliezer, it means you learn like Rabbi Eliezer. It's only a case of like a stickle of gazlin. He just took a thing there. We don't pass Rabbi Eliezer. If avlam derech would paskin. So now the question is that if you learn like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that we don't pass Rabbi Eliezer, that means that what's pshat on our mishnah now? So what's pshat on our mishnah that the side derech belongs to the rabbim? But time am I? So the Moshim Rav Yehuda Marav, the Moshim Rav Yehuda, Dom Rav Yehuda, Meitzah Shechziku Barabim Osel Kalkaloi. Like the way Rashbam learns is that over here you actually the Rav made a kinyan in the side property, and we have the aside from Rav Yehuda, a Meitzah Shechziku Barabim Osel Kalkaloi. You're not allowed to take that away. Once they make a kinyan, you can't take it away, and that's Pshat Rav Mishnah. Once they made a kinyan, you can't take it away, and therefore it's too late now. Now, the Gemara wants to know Stamazai, where Fir Rabbi Eliezer, that the Abiru Rabbim is a good Kenyan, that they keep it. What's the case? We're going back and forth. The Mishnah is over now. Two Pshat in our Mishnah. Either Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, holds Avdam Derech is good, and Kol Shekin here I gave him a Derech. Or Pshat in our Mishnah is, because Meitzah Shechzik Barab Mosel Kalkal, and here, they actually made a Chazakah, therefore they get it. Now, the Gemara says there's a question. Now back to Rabbi Eliezer. If you learn Rabbi Eliezer's pshat, the stammer case that Rabbi went into property and said, "This is mine." For Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi b'may kainle. How would they recount it? Which kinyan? The Gemara answer is behilucha, just by walking through it. The tanya of the brayso halach ba la'arkav la'rochba kanamak behilucha. If you walk into a property, there's a din chazak. You have to make a fence or fix a fence. There's another kinyan called hiluch. If I walk through the property la'arkav la'rochba kanamak behilucha, the Rabbi Eliezer. Hiluch does not work until you make an actual chazaka. Omar Rabbi Lozo, my time with Rabbi Yezer. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Kumas Salach Baharos the Arkel Arachba Chatanena." Tells Hashem tells Rabbi Avinu, "Walk in the Arus the Arkel Arachba. I'm going to give it to you." That's a Kenyan. He looked through the property as a Kenyan. But Rabbi Bonin says, "No, it's not a Kenyan. You have to make an actual Kenyan. You have to make a fence or dig a little bit." Hasam Shem Chivusa Da Avram with the Kamalei. There, because of Chivusa Da Avram to show the whole world, to show the Umas Olam that I'm giving it to Avram, but Yerusha, that's what I'm to walk through it. It's easy to capture it by showing everyone it's yours. Easy to capture it. That is why Avram will be able to walk through it, not because it's mamish a Kenyan.